As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. Show me your facts. Show me the law and show me the evidence, please. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Doesn't it smell sweet? Be a part of it. Welcome to the Thursday, August the 18th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of news anyway. Hard facts, that's for sure. Workable solutions, yeah, that's in the offing too. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular. And remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com. Engage in our chat room discussion. You won't find much else on my website there, but you'll definitely find a chat room full of interesting chatters. You can pick up the telephone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. It's live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Please make a note of the numbers. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo., 65647. A big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com, all carrying the broadcast this morning. We thank them for doing so. Our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are most certainly welcome. Precious metals, bull rally spikes to record highs. Yeah, buddy. Dollar rises, oil lower, disappointing jobless numbers, Chavez recalls his gold, Biden grovels in China. That's all in the news and economic basket for today. The new world of Henry St. Simon continues, epics of organic and critical change, social scientists, and of course throughout the broadcast we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into that market report. For this morning, Thursday, August the 18th, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but an hour ago found gold trading up, wow, up $27.20 at $1,816.20 on the sunny side of $1,800 for gold spot this morning. Silver up 44 cents at $40.67, once again firmly above the $40 peg. Platinum off $2 at $1,835. Listen to the similarities here. Rhodium at $1,850. So we got $1,850 rhodium, $1,835 platinum, $1,816 in gold. Sounds like a trend, doesn't it? Palladium off $7 at $764 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market widespread shaping up here this morning. $1,763.20 for a low. $1,819.70, another new high, $1,819.70 for the high. And at $1,816.20, your gold is up year to year $592.30 for a 48.36% return on your investment. That's paying off for those that were patient and got in early. London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London, the LBMA, they set the price of gold at $1,794.50 an ounce, and it went up from there. The SPDR gold shares overnight, they're getting in on the action, picking up 9.08 metric tons added to their electronic treasure chest. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at HempUSA.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, August the 18th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Back into our market report, just got to do it, going to have to do it one more time. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Might as well be singing this morning. Wow. Gold up $27.20 an ounce at $18.1620, with higher than that just a moment ago. Checked on the Kitco website. Silver up 44 cents at $40.67. Platinum off $2 at $18.35. Of course, rhodium at $18.50. Palladium off $7 at $764. Again, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market. Look at the spread. Big one shaping up in here. $1,763.20 for a low. $1,819.70 for a high. Pretty wide margin there. But again, your gold is up $592.30 year to year at these spot prices for a 48.36% return on your investment. The SPDR gold shares added 9.08 metric tons of gold to their electronic treasure chest overnight. They claim this morning ostensibly to be holding 1,271.98 metric tons, valued at these spot prices at $73.2 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 4 at 11,410. NASDAQ off 12 at 2511. And the S&P 500 down 1, closing out at 1,194. Crude oil this morning off $2.46. Good news for those of us that motor around the world with gasoline and diesel products. this morning. Crude oil at $85.12 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered in Cushing, Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning bumps up 28 basis points, going the opposite direction from crude at 74.03. Of course, that impacts our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement basket of trade-weighted currencies. Here they are, the Canadian loonie this morning down 66 basis points at a buck and a penny. The Mexican peso off another 96 basis points, just barely hanging onto the edge of the tortilla at 8 cents. So you can fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop. Euro this morning off 47 basis points at $1.44. British pound up 3 basis points at $1.65. And that Swiss franc, resilient against all of the pressure that the Swiss National Bank could throw after it, down 37 basis points and yet still exchanging against the U.S. dollar at $1.26. The two-year bonds this morning, the yield on the two-year bonded indebtedness, the U.S. Treasuries, at 0.18%, very low yield there on those two-year bonds. No better in the 10-year market, where we see the 2.08% is the yield on the 10-year treasuries, and the 30s are at 3.47. Of course, that is favorable for the mortgage pit, if you will, the mortgage market, where we find a national average for fixed-rate 15-year mortgages moving down from 3.63% a month ago to 3.51 this morning. The 30-year moves down from 4.49 to 4.25. The gold to silver ratio this morning is going to take you 44.68 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. Into the Kitco website, Kitco News, the AM Kitco Metals Roundup. COMEX gold sharply hits new record high amid EU debt worries. This one by Jim Wyckoff of Kitco News. He writes this: COMEX gold futures prices are trading sharply higher on Thursday morning and have established another all-time record high of $1,819.90 an ounce as of this writing. This was as of 8.02 a.m. It would be probably Central Time. Anyway, once again, investor risk appetite. They want more risk. You know, the greater the risk, the greater the reward sometimes. Anyway, risk appetite has pulled back as the world stock markets are selling off Thursday due to more European Union debt concerns. Oh, they're worried. They're worried, wringing their hankies. That's prompting fresh safe haven demand for gold. Yeah, we're going to see that Hugo Chavez, he's calling his gold home, baby. He wants it in hand. And that's probably a wise thing. December gold last traded up $22.70 an ounce at $1,816.60. Spot gold last traded up $24.10 at $1,813.75. The December COMEX silver last traded up 0.067 at $40.45 an ounce. The European debt crisis remains a major bullish fundamental factor for the gold market. European financial stocks sold off sharply overnight, and say the same in Asia trading. Tuesday's meeting between French President Nicolas Sarkozy and the German Chancellor Angela Merkel discussed what to do about the debt crisis left traders and investors nonplussed. And that seems to be the typical as far as that goes, because all of the verbatim that you're getting out of these various people, whether you're listening to Plosser with the Federal Open Market Committee or whomever, they're not really, they're all, folks, they're firing blanks. They don't have any more toys to play with. Anyway, let's look at the economy calendar for this morning. Of course, yesterday afternoon, the EIEIO petroleum status report was out. Richard Fisher from the Fed spoke yesterday. Consumer price index this morning, jobless claims. Dudley's going to speak later. The Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index is out, as well as existing home sales. All of this will be out during the broadcast. So let's go right into the report and look at the consumer price index, the CPI. It says, here's the report. Consumer price inflation surged in July. Okay, consumer price inflation surged. Did you need anybody to tell you that? No, in July, on stronger gasoline and food costs. Cost you more for those things that you just can't get away from, right? Gasoline, diesel, and food. Consumer price index in July jumped 0.5%. The June number topped the median estimate for 0.2% increase, excluding the food and energy. The CPI has increased 0.2% after a 0.3% jump the prior month. Turning to the major components, energy rebounded 2.8% after dropping 4.4% the month before. So everybody turned on their air conditioners. as we had 60 consecutive days of temperatures in excess of 90 degrees here and not a drop of rain. Gasoline jumped 4.7% following a 6.8% plunge in June. Food price inflation accelerated, jumping 0.4% following a 2% rise in June. Within the core, the shelter index accelerated in July. That's right. It costs you more money for those tents that you're going to live in at the tent city. Apparel index increased again, so it's going to cost you more for your Teva sandals and your baggy shorts. Year on year, overall CPI inflation worsened to 3.6% from 3.4% seasonally adjusted in June. And the core rate rose to 1.8% from 1.6% on a year-ago basis. So not at all good news, and that is being reflected in this morning's marketplace. Jobless claims, another sad story. Initial claims rose in the August 13th week, but today's report still points solidly to month-to-month improvement. Right. For the August employment report, initial claims came in at 408,000. For a 9,000 rise from 399 in the prior week, which was upwardly revised by 4,000. You see what I'm telling you? Week after week after week. They give you these numbers, and then the next week, they bump them up, and that's what they did. They went from 399 last week to 403,000. Anyway, that's not looking good. Continuing claims were a little changed, up 7,000. To 3.72 million people out there in continuing claims land, and then there's those that are falling off the other side of the curve. Anyway, we'll come back in a moment, and we'll talk about what's happening in the U.S. news.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into Truth Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise...
So back into our news basket for this morning, going through the Bloomberg website looking for something of interest. The U.S. seeks offshore wind bids in the Rhode Island, Massachusetts area. This article by Andrew Herndon. U.S. Interior Department designated an area off the coast of Rhode Island and Massachusetts where developers may build sea-based wind farms. Go back to July of last year, it was, I believe. Yeah, last year. My goodness, it's been a while. Anyway, they set up that National Ocean Council in all those regional areas, 200 miles out from shore, to, sell off all of the lease areas. And that's what's happening now. See, it's starting to roll out, as it is in the North Sea and elsewhere in Europe and around the world. The U.S. Interior Department, again, designated an area off the coast of Rhode Island, Rogues Island in Massachusetts, where developers may begin building sea-based wind farms. The department invited energy companies to submit proposals for wind projects in a statement today. It designated similar areas off the coast of Delaware, Maryland, New Jersey, and Virginia in February and plans to offer commercial leases in those places as early as 2012. So in the near future, you're going to start to see more and more of Don Quixote's windmills appearing on floating platforms and or tethered platforms out in the waterways. Anyway, it ought to change the... change the visuals for us all as these windmills continue to crop up everywhere. Today's call for proposals will determine whether there is competitive interest in the area. If few developers apply, the department will streamline the process to make leasing faster. Interior handles commercial leasing for all projects more than 3 miles offshore. So you might have to really squint to see what's going on out there. And, of course, that's far enough away that all of the tourists can't ride their camels out there and do damage, I guess, or have parties, etc. But I guess people with cigar boats could do that, or sailboats. The department's Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, Regulation, and Enforcement also will complete an environmental review of the zone and consider alternatives through a public comment process. So if you happen to live in Delaware, in Maryland, in New Jersey, and Virginia, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts, you best be keeping your eyes peeled and attend these public meetings. This is the only chance you get through a public comment process. Once the public comment process closes, your chances of doing anything plus or minus are going to be slim to none. The establishment of commercial lease areas is a huge step forward, said Amy Grace, an analyst with Bloomberg New Energy Finance, today in an email. It took about 10 years for the Cape Wind Associates, we reported on this, reported all about it, to receive final permits for its 468-megawatt project off Cape Cod, Massachusetts, to the sadness of the people that live there, because they complained about it throughout the whole thing. Anyway, as we read off of their websites for this Cape Wind Associates, they're going to make more money off the carbon credits than they are going to deliver electricity. So that's the story. Follow that story. Keep us advised if you live in that area. Exxon sues the U.S. Interior Department over canceled Gulf leases. So, you know, while Macondo gently weeps and property resale is in the toilet, and the people down there are still just, you know, sicker than dogs as a result of the Macondo disaster, or as Rob Chata says, catastrophe. Anyway, Exxon is suing the Interior Department over canceled Gulf leases. Listen, here it is. Okay, Phil Milford writing this one for Bloomberg. ExxonMobil, the world's largest publicly traded oil company, sued the U.S. Department of Interior. Where Peter D. Sutherland is at, maybe he's behind this lawsuit, asking a judge to set aside the agency's decision, canceling offshore leases that could yield billions of barrels of oil. You know, so we're strapped over the barrel on oil prices, and we're blocking ExxonMobil and others from accessing the offshore leases. As opposed to what Sarah Palin says, drill, baby, drill. Well, there's some intelligence in this. Exxon, based in Irving, Texas, interesting, isn't it? Exxon, based in Irving, Texas, contends the Interior Department overstepped its authority in the ruling. Listen to the language here. Here's your jurisdictionary law language. Overstepped its authority in the ruling, which involves the five Gulf of Mexico leases for the so-called Julia unit, according to a complaint filed August the 12th in federal court in Lake Charles, Louisiana, which may have been my point of conception on this planet. The Interior decision is, listen to the words now, the Interior decision is arbitrary, capricious, and abuse of discretion, or otherwise contrary to law, deprives ExxonMobil of property without due process of law, the company said in the filing. Very important words there, arbitrary and capricious. All right, that's your property maintenance codes. Arbitrary and capricious, zoning off times. You can defeat zoning and variances on arbitrary and capricious rulings. Abuse of discretion, otherwise contrary to law. And, of course, it deprives ExxonMobil of property rights, without due process of law. All right? Barry the Usurper stopped deepwater oil and natural gas drilling earlier last year after a BP PLC well blew out. As if we don't know that. But of course they didn't mention Macondo here at all. Claiming 11 lives and causing the largest U.S. oil spill. Hardly an oil spill. It was an oil spew. Had nothing to do with spilling oil. Spilling is what you do when you knock your coffee cup over on your radio table. Interior Ken Salazar lifted the ban in October. Exxon contends in the suit that federal regulations allow oil producers to suspend production in their fields, in part, to facilitate proper development of a lease. Because of drilling complexity, Exxon asked for a suspension provision for Julia in 2008, and the Interior Department denied the request in 2009, stating that the company had not demonstrated a commitment to production, according to court papers. And it's to be determined whether they have enough tools in their toolbox to deal with wells at 5,000 feet below sea level. I don't know whether that's how deep Julia is or not, but I'm just throwing that in. Iraq's soft line on Syria snubs the usurper's policy in a nod to Iran. What's this about? Flavia Krauss Jackson and Caroline Alexander collaboratively writing for Bloomberg yesterday early, when Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki spoke up about the government crackdown in Syria. It wasn't the hard line that Barry the Usurper would want from a U.S. ally in the Middle East. Well, buying the best allies we have, they're not precisely loyal. Here's the quote. I hope the demonstrations in Syria will not be quelled by force, Maliki told the Iraqi television at Al-Samaria on August the 13th, in his first public response to the Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's five-month crackdown on dissidents. Another article this morning shows that they popped another 25 demonstrators. Assad should respond to the people's demands and quicken the implementation of reforms. The position of the Iraqi leader, whose ascent to power followed the U.S.-led overthrow of Saddam Hussein, is out of step with the usurper's administration, which is rallying international support for oil and gas sanctions on Syria and edging closer to asking Assad to resign. Again, that goes back to our discussion. It gave you all of the points of how they organize these kinds of things. This is just basically the CIA at work again. It is embarrassing for Washington in general for the Iraqi executive to be taking a soft line on Syrian repression, said Juan Cole, like Kohelis, a University of Michigan professor of Middle Eastern history. I wouldn't wonder whether Juan here is a dual citizen or not. Quote, when faced with a choice of favoring U.S. or Iranian policy, Baghdad tilts to Tehran. Tipping their hat to Iran. Assad is fighting the strongest challenge to his regime since he inherited power from his father 11 years ago. He's responded by sending his army to suppress protesters, killing more than 2,000, according to the United Nations. The crackdown is testing the reach of U.S. policy in a country where it has little influence. We'll be back.
For great talk radio, you found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Ener food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And just recall that as the price of gold and silver and other precious metals continues to rise, there's going to be more and more people swarming in here. And so if you want to do the best service for yourself, you might consider, if you're interested in buying gold or silver coin, to pick up your telephone and contact any of the best brokers out there. Go to as many as you can. If you want to buy gold and silver, you needn't go and get something that's embedded in a card or get involved with a multi-level marketing scheme. What you can simply do is call a broker, the best ones that are out there, comparison shop, find out what's suitable for you. And if your income and your means are low, there you can buy gold in a 1/10 ounce and a 1/4 ounce and so on and so forth. The same goes with silver. You can get junk silver. There's lots of different ways to go. But there's not much reason to get involved with multi-level marketing just to get involved. Anyway, let's go in here a little bit, and I'm going to review just these 5 steps so that we can understand that past article, all right, about what's going down in, in Syria. We have the same thing, and we're going to have another article in a moment coming out of Libya. Same story. Well, here you go. This is out of the Shadows of Power by James Perloff, the Council on Foreign Relations and the American Decline. On page 212, he writes this: furthermore, Americans must be vigilant toward events overseas in the instance after instance where the establishment, that's your Eastern establishment, your international, you bankers, the establishment has joined forces with the international left, that would be communism, socialism, communitarianism, to destabilize a country. That's what's happening right now in Syria, destabilization. The same thing is happening in Libya, ongoing. The same things are happening in various places in Africa. But again, when the international left, he says here, he's still stuck in the left-right paradigm, chooses to destabilize a country, a certain pattern has emerged that it behooves us to be aware of. And so when you're hearing news, when you're reading news, when you're listening to stuff, finding articles, follow these five steps and you'll find out when the establishment, the Eastern establishment, and the United Nations and all of their NGOs are involved. Here they are. Number one, insurgent communists, equipped by the Soviet Union or one of its surrogates, begin a campaign of terror in the nation. All right, we saw that in Libya, we saw that in Tunisia, we saw that, and we see that now in Syria. Number two, to protect the population, the government cracks down on the revolutionary terrorists. Some are killed, others imprisoned. That's going on in not only ongoing program, campaign of terror, in Israel against the people of the Gaza Strip, the Palestinians, but it's also happening now in Syria and in Libya. Number three, the American press now begins to denounce the government for oppressing dissenters, violating human rights, and jailing political prisoners. And we found that all in the article where the UN and the United States are doing sanctions and the United States is trying to pressure Assad to step down. Mm-hmm. Very simple. The country's leader is targeted as a tyrant. Tyrant. Now keep your mind on that word. Keep that word forefront in your mind as we go to the next articles. Tyrant and a neo-Nazi. Neo-Nazis. You hear about that all the time. The country's leader is targeted as a tyrant and a neo-Nazi. Excuse me. There are rumors of torture by his security forces. Of course, that's what we did when we went into Iraq, getting out that other tyrant there, that other regime change, Saddam Hussein. Number four, all right, the United States, via CFR diplomats, intervenes. It demands that the government make concessions to the rebels, including the release of those captured, and form a coalition government with them. If the government refuses, the U.S. embargoes trade and weapons. If it gives in, the terrorists carry on with impunity. Either way, the nation is doomed. And lastly, under the irresistible pressure of both the USSR, the U.S., and the United Nations, the government now collapses, and the Marxists assume power. Well, that's what James Perloff had to say, and I have to say he's pretty accurate. Here's another one. Joseph Biden, good old Joe, Bloomberg News, U.S. Vice President Joe Biden met his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping, in Beijing, kicking off a visit that U.S. officials say is primarily aimed at forging ties with the man set to lead China for the next decade. So all of us out here in the radio business are going to have to get this guy's name down. It's Xi Jinping. Xi Jinping in Beijing. Anyway, there's no more important relationship that we need to establish on the part of the United States than the close relationship with China, Biden said. At the Great Hall of the People today, the Great Hall, Beijing's Great Hall of the People, adding that he hoped that their personal relationship will continue to grow as well as they step together behind the curtain. I added, talks held later in private, getting that personal relationship going there, Biden, talks held later in private were sweeping in scope. Oh my, candid, direct, and honest. Administration officials who spoke on condition of anonymity said Biden brought up the U.S. efforts to rein in its deficit and asked Xi for details on China's push to rebalance its economy away from exports, the officials said. Biden told Xi the U.S.-China relationship will determine the progress of world economic growth. So there's our partners, communist China. Don't think so? Well, let's hear it go. White House National Security Council Asia Director Daniel Russell had earlier said forging a personal relationship with Xi, set to begin assuming the top post from the President and Communist Party General Secretary Hu Jintao. Now, it can't be any more plain than that. Beginning late next year is an important step to ensure that the leaders of the world's two biggest economies can communicate. Of course, that Mandarin is awful tricky. Haven't quite mastered that myself. U.S. stock futures extend losses after data. The data came in, it wasn't good, and U.S. stock futures extend their losses. Michael Reagan writing this one, U.S. stock index futures extended losses after government data showed that jobless claims increased last week and consumer inflation accelerated more than forecast. Futures extended their losses after jobless claims climbed by 9,000 to 408,000 in the week. The consumer price index increased 0.5%, so on and so forth. The S&P 500 has fallen 12% from a three-year high on April the 29th amid concern about Europe's debt crisis and the economic slowdown. More losses predicted. It ain't over yet, folks. The S&P 500, which closed at 1,193.89 yesterday, will probably drop below the 11-month low of 1,119 set on August the 8th before surging above 1,363. Most U.S. stocks declined yesterday, wiping out an earlier advance as Dell Incorporated forecast weaker sales and two Fed Reserve officials expressed concern about the amount of stimulus being supplied to the economy anyway. Here's another one. Once again, China in the news. Barclays, that's Barclays Capital. Can you say Rothschilds? State Street Global Advisor, Barclays Capital, Rothschilds, World Gold Council? Barclays sees very real competition from Chinese firms. All right. Kathy Chan, writing this one, if you don't think that the Rothschilds are deeply embedded and invested in China, you'd be making a serious error. Chinese security firms are making inroads in international investment banking markets. International investment banking markets, that goes all the way back to the Medicis, doesn't it? Driving up higher costs and spurring tighter competition for deals, a senior Barclays PLC executive said, quote, they're very real competition. They absolutely win deals. And in many cases, they win deals that we'd love to be in. And there's a lot of solidarity among the Chinese. You know, if you ain't part of the Tong, baby, you ain't with it. If you don't have the tattoos on your back, you're just not cool, dude. Anyway, this is what Matthew Ginsburg said. I wouldn't imagine that he was from Wales or Ireland. Hong Kong-based head of investment banking at Barclays in Asia. In an August 16th interview, quote, on the cost side, are they starting to be competitive for talent? In many cases, they are. Absolutely. Starting to be competitive for talent. People are starting to look at the Asian marketplace as the place to be. Green acres, baby. Lots of green jobs. Ginsburg, 47, is leading the expansion of Barclays Investment Bank in Asia, where fees from advising on stock sales and mergers have grown faster than in the U.S. and Europe. Powered by China and India's expanding economies, Chinese rivals like CITIC Securities Company and the Haitong Securities Company are planning share sales in Hong Kong to raise money for hiring bankers and expanding offices outside their home market. Chinese security companies are using Hong Kong as a stepping stone for expansion outside of China, where the government requires foreign investment banks to team up with local partners for stock and bond underwriting. So they're in bed with the Chinese, getting deeper and cozier. Hong Kong exchange in a joint venture talks with Shanghai and the Shenzhen bourses. More along the same lines, important information, Kana Nazaraka and Stephanie Tong, writing this one, Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing Limited, the most valuable exchange company, said its venture talks with China's two stock exchanges a day after Vice Premier Li Keqiang unveiled plans to boost cross-border investment. Well, we'll have to come back to that one right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So if the Hong Kong Mercantile Exchange and some of these other bourses in China, you know, if they were truly independent and they weren't being controlled, at least in part, by the Rothschilds, Barclays Capital, State Street Global Advisors, which you can quickly and adroitly address for yourself, confirm for yourself, just like going up to these various bourses on websites and take a look at their board of directors and their primary stockholders, all right? Shouldn't be a mystery. Especially not for this audience. The company is discussing the development of new indexes and other derivatives products with the Shanghai and Shenzhen bourses. Hong Kong Exchange has said in a statement today, the venture may be based in the former British colony, it said. China will start an exchange-traded fund linked to the Hong Kong equities and boost quotas from qualified companies to invest in its own share market. This is still going to do a little bit of damage to the monopoly in Washington, New York City, all right, and elsewhere. The derivatives market in China is still at its infancy stage and can certainly leverage Hong Kong Exchange's derivatives. My God, it's still in its infancy. They just abort it now before they get themselves in trouble, but they won't. They'll drag the Chinese into the same quagmire they have us in. Anyway, the bourse's chief executive officer, Charles Lee, is getting to be a very popular name, Charles Lee, Lai, Lee, Li Xian, and all the rest of them, Li Pian, is forging closer ties with the mainland. It really probably stands for something like Tom, you know, or Jim in Chinese, in Mandarin. Lee, lie, they lie. With the mainland in hopes to attract the country's investors, the exchange hosted the first yuan-denominated initial public offering outside of China this year and is preparing for dual currency listings to take advantage of Beijing's plans for financial liberalization and the promotion of the yuan in global trade and investment. And then it goes on, talks about a lot of other things. Come down to the bottom, qualified investors, China's government places quotas on foreign ownership of equities. And I see there, we don't do that in America. It's just too inconvenient. You know, we don't have tariffs anymore, none of that. We don't put quotas on the amount of foreign ownership, foreign direct investment, foreign trade zones. No, we don't do any of that. China's government does, however, and they place quotas on foreign ownership of equities listed in the country and also on the amount of domestic fund managers are allowed to invest offshore. All right, so they're looking at a two-way street there. The allowances are only available to qualified institutional investors. Yeah, the international financial elite. The country is working on a program to let financial companies in Hong Kong offer yuan funds that will invest in mainland stocks. Wang Lin, Director General of the Department of Fund Supervision and the China Securities Regulatory Commission, said in May, I suspect that the announcement ties in with the measures announced by Vice Premier Li yesterday after the launch of the ETF linked to the Hong Kong stocks. Said Alexander Li, now this is Li as in different kind of Li, it's not an L-I, it's an L-E-E, like Robert E. Li, an analyst at DBS Vickers Hong Kong Limited said, who has a hold rating on the Hong Kong exchanges. For such an arrangement to work, the two parties need to come together. I don't see any issues on both fronts and on the regulatory sides, as all parties want to push in the same direction. Well, that's that article. Going on a little bit deeper here, let's talk about TEPCO for a moment. They're still and back in the news again. TEPCO behind schedule in processing radioactive water on equipment troubles. Boy, the Japanese are really, really in a quandary. Tsuyoshi Inajama and Yuji Okada, writing this one for Japan, Bloomberg. Tokyo Electric Power Company, also known as TEPCO, has fallen behind schedule to process and remove millions of liters of highly radioactive water at its crippled Fukushima nuclear plant because of repeated equipment breakdowns. Wow, not a good news. Around 119 million liters of the water, enough to fill more than 47 Olympic-sized swimming pools, has accumulated in the building basement, including four reactor facilities. That's down 2% from 121 million liters on June 28th, according to data released yesterday. They don't talk about it in gallons. They talk about it in liters just to throw you off, make you think of that next big bottle of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or Mountain Dew. It would be disastrous if the accumulated water leaks to the environment. Wow. Pretty bold there. Tetsuo Ito, the head of Atomic Energy Research Institute at Kinki University. I'd kind of like to take a couple of classes in the evening at Kinki University. That'd be really swimming. Said in a telephone interview, rainfall and underground water leakage into the basements is adding to the volume of the radioactive water. Of course, they blew the roofs off. They have stripped some tarps over the top of it, apparently. Ito's assessment of rainfall and underground water leaks mixing with radiated water is supported by TEPCO's figures that show 42 million liters have been treated using equipment supplied by Areva S.A. That would be one to look up, Areva S.A. and Kurion Inc. Yet the latest data show the basement water has fallen by about 2 million liters. All right. 42 million liters has come out, but it's only fallen by about 2 million liters. So what is that, 40 million liters of inflow from rain and groundwater? Yeah. It'll be difficult to process all the water by the end of the year as planned, said Juniki Matsumoto, general manager at the utility in Tokyo yesterday. The treatment system started in June and has had 32 breakdowns as of August the 13th. So I guess they're using faulty equipment. Libyan rebel forces. Now here, keep in mind James Perloff's article there we've shared with you. Libyan rebel force pushes south from Misrata to cut key highway to Tripoli. This article being written by Mariam Pham and Chris Stephen for Bloomberg. Libyan rebels, and be like the CIA, are battling forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi for control of the Zawiya oil refinery. You know, they're not trying to restore, you know, food and housing and shelter and education and infrastructure. No! They're after the oil. battling for control of an oil refinery. And they say they're advancing from the city of Misrata south toward a strategic highway link with Tripoli, the capital. Quote, since the morning, there's been fighting as the tyrant. Notice the word. I gave it to you right out of the other article there. As the tyrant, that would be Gaddafi, media's smearing this fellow, tries to regain control of the refinery, his own property, and we are trying to drive his forces out. They're trying to drive the owner of the property off his property. Colonel Ahmed Bani, the rebels' defense spokesman, said today by phone, three-quarters of the refinery is under our control, so the gangsters and the thieves are in somebody's house, and they've taken over the kitchen, the living room, and one of the bedrooms. And the remaining quarter still has pockets of resistance from the tyrant's forces, the husband and the wife and the children cowering in the room, blazing away with their SKS. A column of armed jeeps drove yesterday unopposed through the desert to the village of Bir Dirfan and headed for the Beni Walid, 40 miles away, to reach the road leading to the capital. Libya Freedom Voice in Misrata reported, that would be one of those communist side groups there, that would be like Al Jazeera or something like that. There was no independent confirmation of the advances, which come after several weeks of stalemate in the 6 months of collapse or conflict. Gaddafi, who seized power in the oil-rich North African nation in a military coup in 1969, well, my God, 40 years later, there was a problem with Gaddafi seizing power. He was probably helped in that by the CIA. Surely they would have had a little bit more of a beef with him before now. But he controls Tripoli and has told his followers to keep fighting against the rebels backed by the North Atlantic Treaty Organization airstrikes. And now you know and understand where the terrorists are, all right? NATO. What is terrorism? It's a system of government that rules by fear, intimidation, and dread, and that's what NATO is doing to these people today. The flow of oil, remember, they said that it would only be a matter of days or weeks, not months. Yeah. Well, they came up against somebody that was a little bit more resilient than that. The flow of oil from the Zawiya Fountain refinery to the capital 35 miles away has been shut down. What matters to us is that the refinery is not working anymore. We don't want fuel to reach that tyrant and the Tripoli government. Well, it continues, and it tells you all about all the bad guys. Here's another one. Interesting story. Chavez orders $11 billion of his gold home. Daniel Cancel and Nathan Crooks. Cancel and Crooks. Sounds like a law firm in New York. We'll be right back.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc. You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, August the 18th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour, good news for gold bugs. Lots of activity happening in the marketplace today, and gold setting all new record highs right up there in a triumvirate with rhodium and palladium, and platinum, all above the 1800 mark this morning. Haven't seen that ever. 1835 for platinum, 1816 for gold, and 1850 for rhodium, and those prices as of 2 hours ago now. But anyway, it's going to continue to go, so keep your eyes on the metals market this morning. Chavez, talking about metals, Chavez orders $11 billion of gold home. This off the Bloomberg website. And again, Cancel and Crooks writing. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez ordered the central bank to repatriate $11 billion of gold reserves held in developed nations, institutions such as the Bank of England, as the metal rises to record levels behind a weakening U.S. dollar. And remember, Muammar Gaddafi's funds were seized and frozen. All right, this is typical fare. And Chavez is getting a little bit sweaty under the collar, all right? Wise man here, this Chavez fellow. In Venezuela, again, which holds 211 tons of its 365 tons of gold reserves in the U.S., European, Canadian, and Swiss institutions, will progressively return the bars to the central bank's vault, Chavez said yesterday. J.P. Morgan Chase, Barclays PLC, Standard Chartered PLC, the Bank of Nova Scotia also hold Venezuelan gold, the president said. All right. We've held 99 tons of gold at the Bank of England since 1980, and I agree with bringing that home, Chavez said yesterday on state television. It's a healthy decision. A wise man here. All right. As more and more people are starting to realize that the paper fiat world that we've been living in ever since Bretton Woods won has been nothing but a pipe dream invented by Lord John Maynard Keynes. Now they're starting to turn to the real stuff, the real deal, the precious golden metal arum. Anyway, Chavez, whose government depends on oil for 95% of its export revenue, is looking to diversify Venezuela's cash reserves from U.S. and European banks to include investments in emerging markets, including Brazil, China, India, Russia, and South Africa. So those are the BRIC nations plus. The BRIC nations plus, now they're starting to throw South Africa into the mix all the time. Central Bank President Nelson Marentes said yesterday, Chavez, whose nation is the world's 15th largest gold holder, is bringing back the reserves after a 26% rally in price this year. Venezuela's reserves stood at $28.6 billion on August the 16th. The green light, Chavez, speaking on the phone on state television, said he signed the document yesterday authorizing the transfer of the gold reserves. Have to find out if he gets any of these tungsten bars. Government holdings. The repatriation and diversification of reserves may also cloud its transparency of government, however, which would be a negative for the country's credit. We sense that Venezuelan debt prices are already incorporate a sizable lack of transparency. In all, Venezuela has 365.8 metric tons of gold reserve. Chavez also said he's preparing to nationalize. Now listen up, if you're out there and you're holding stocks, gold mining stocks, Chavez also said yesterday he's preparing to decree to nationalize the gold industry to halt illegal mining and dedicate local production to building up their reserves, all right? Not surprising, gold reserves, a Spokane, Washington-based mining company, is seeking $2.1 billion in damages after its La Brisas gold and copper project was seized in May of 2008. Today's announcement is not surprising, said Doug Belander, gold reserve president, in an interview. We believe that their objective all along was to take over the entire industry. So watch your gold stocks, bar, folks. Rosario Mining also in there, and others.
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, lots of action happening in the gold market. Just checked it on the Kitco website as we're coming back from the break at 18:19:40, up $30.40 this morning in the gold spot market, 18:19:40, $30.40 rise so far. Back to this brief discussion here from Hugo Chavez. Venezuela again produces 11 metric tons of gold each year, and the illegal miners, hey, Al Anthony, Here you go, buddy. And the illegal miners that extract an additional 10 to 11 tons a year, and you can well imagine if there's gold in them there hills at $1,819.40 an ounce in the spot market, there's going to be a lot of people finding a pick and a pan. Venezuela National Guard first seized control of the Las Cristinas mine, which has reserves of about 27 million ounces. 27 million ounces, just do the math on that one. 18, 19, 40, plug it into your calculator, times 27 million. Gold futures for December delivery rose 880, and so on and so forth. And here's the final. This is a quote. Quote, this is Hugo Chavez. If there isn't enough room to store the gold in the central bank vaults, I can lend you the basement of the Miraflores Presidential Palace, Chavez said. No kidding. If you run out of room there, let me know. I'll make a room available for you here, too. Not-for-profit college board get rich on fees. We've been following these stories. All right. What a scam. SATs, etc. Noticed in the newspaper just the other day, the young people were out there taking their SATs test again. This article by Bloomberg, Janet Lauren writing, when Gaston Caperton was recruited to run the college board. All right, it's the college board. They're the owner of the SAT entrance exam. He said he didn't want to just run a testing company. Founded by Harvard and 11 other universities in 1900 to create a standardized test to admit students based on merit rather than family connections. Right. The college board, by 1999, just 100 years later, was facing cash flow problems. And boy, did they turn the spigot on, full blast. Caperton turned the nonprofit company into a thriving business, more than doubling revenues to $660 million by boosting fees, expanding the advanced placement program, and the sale of names of teenage test takers to colleges. Probably to the military recruiters as well and other places. All of the banks for credit cards and so on and so forth. Those lists. A former West Virginia governor, he persuaded 11 states to cover fees for a preliminary SAT in the 10th grade, and that gets into the lobbying arm. All right? They're in there. This is a marriage between government and academia. You can find it if you go up on your websites and go into your Republican Party. At the top, they include as ex officio members certain individuals from academia in the political parties. All right? College board is more interested in marketing and selling things than it is in its primary responsibility, which is promoting equity. Well, now we've invoked sustainable development, the three E's. Anyone remember them? Environment, economy, and equity. Promoting equity, we could say promoting sustainable development, and educational opportunity. This is capacity building. Visit Vicki Davis's website, channelingreality.com. Look at the School to Work programs, Global 2000, Goals 2000, and so much more. Anyway, the revenue growth is a reflection of serving more students and providing more services, Caperton, 71, said in an interview with the College Board's New York headquarters. College Board's commitment to education was the impetus for every initiative that we have undertaken during the past decade, Caperton said. Oh, sure, it didn't have anything to do with the millions of dollars that they're making. I happen to believe when you're running a government or whether you're running a non-for-profit that you have to run it in a business-like way, which means that you have to have your revenues more than your expenses. And it continues like the article. You want to find out about that scam. Look it up. It's there on Bloomberg this morning. Stocks, U.S. futures drop as treasuries rise. The stocks and U.S. futures fell while government bonds rose after two Federal Reserve officials said the U.S. shouldn't act to protect equity investors. And Sweden's financial regulator said banks aren't prepared for a freeze in money markets. The yen strengthened while oil and copper fell. Long article here. I'll spare you. Talks about emerging markets and other things. Fed dissension. You can go and look at Sun Tzu, Manual of War, and you find out that, you know, when the other side starts to are old and they start to fight amongst themselves, you know that they're weak and ripe for overthrow. And that's what's happening here, weakened and ripe for overthrow these past 40 years after Nixon did away the gold standard globally. Fed dissenters, dissent. Oh, these are going to be tyrants or something. The Fed dissenters say the rate pledge sent pro-stock signal. Jeannie Aversa and Carolyn Salas Gage, writing this one collaboratively. Two Federal Reserve policymakers said the central bank's commitment to keep its benchmark rate near 0.25, for 2 years may create a misperception. It's aimed at boosting stocks, which contributed to their opposition. Lots of arguments going back and forth. Here's the key phrase by Plosser. Quote, it was inappropriate policy at an inappropriate time, Plosser said. And in a radio interview in New York on Bloomberg Surveillance with Tom Keene and Ken Pruitt, policymakers will probably need to raise rates before 2013 and should have waited to see how the economy performed, he said. All right? So everybody in the world hangs on the words that are spoken by the FOMC, the Federal Open Market Committee, and Benjamin Shalom Bernanke. And based upon the words they say and the words that they write, markets are moved. And that's just the way it is. Bank of America mortgage risk may rise in the MBIA case. It's not out of the woods yet. Bank of America Corp may face billions of dollars more in liability for faulty mortgages if a judge agrees with insurer MBIA Inc. that the lender must pay back or buy back loans even if the errors didn't cause the borrower's default. This is an important article because they're really coming up against a rock and a hard place here as some of these attorneys, state's attorney generals and other corporations are piling in for lawsuits, all right? They got Bank of America up against the wall and the sharks are circling. There's blood in the water. And it ought to be. Maybe they will just go ahead and devour the beast to stem. That would be kind of cool. But anyway, they're trying to get it set up so that they can package up their liabilities and turn their back on all the people in America. They're trying to get it set up so that they don't have to address the faulty and fraudulent mortgage practices that led to this incredible financial and burst of the housing markets and so on and so forth. So they're trying to skate right out of the window. Anyway, we're going to go back into something a little bit more interesting. Just very, very quickly, before we go any farther into the stuff that we've got on the table this morning, I want to share with you something. I went up, as it's often my case to do when I'm reading a book, try and figure out not only who the author is, you know, all that, but also to follow the things that I can find on the internet from these books. And this particular book that I have been reading to you from, Reason and Social Science by Morris Cohen, is a rather interesting book. But I never had gone in and looked at this. I knew this fellow, you know, just peripherally in my mind from reading the book, probably wasn't going to be our best friend. As it turns out, the author of the book, his name is Morris Raphael Cohen. All right, Cohen, like Cohen-y. Morris Raphael Cohen, he's dead now. He lived from July the 25th of 1880 to January 28th of 1947, so he really fits well into my preferred author's bag. And these are the people that span the changeover, coming from the time just post War of Northern Aggression all the way through to the creation of the Federal Reserve and Franklin Delano Roosevelt. So his lifetime spans a really important time. Now, we'll be right back.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And because there's so very many things, different rabbit holes or rabbit trails that you can follow in this very interesting life that we're leading here these past couple of decades, you know, you kind of have to make up your mind pretty much where you're going to go. It's not possible. You know, none can know it all. None can know it all. So you kind of have to kind of zero things down a little bit, try and narrow down the field of inquiry. But certainly for me, I've been tracking, you know, positivism for a long time. I'm firmly convinced that we're living in a positivist world right now, and there's lots of different styles that are thrown out there, capitalism, communism, communitarianism, and so many other isms, but ultimately they all track right back down to this techno-totalitarianism, if you will, technocracy, this idea of positivism originally set forth by Henry St. Simon and Auguste Comte, and some others. But in the study there, I was out and about one day at a flea market or a used bookstore, this one definitely came from a flea market, and you know, there's a little tag inside of it. So anyway, I was out at a flea market and noticed this book, and you can't read the spine of this book. You know, all of the gold leaf or whatever has completely gone off of it, which indicates to me, because of the condition of the binding, that it was in someone's private library for many years, a sunny room. The binding was exposed to a window someplace and was bleached out a little bit, so there's lots to be determined there. Virtually no marks in the book, and it was picked up for $3 at a flea market. The title of the book, again, is Reason and Nature, an Essay on the Meaning of the Scientific Method by Morris Cohen. Now, that's all I had to see. I looked at the date, 1937, first printing. And so, it was going to come to my library at $3. It was a bargain. This off Wikipedia, Morris Raphael Cohen. Morris Raphael Cohen lived from July 25th of 1880 to January the 28th of 1947 and was an American philosopher. So let's just figure out what discernment is all about and how, if you're actually seeking to be led into all truth and kept from error, how this works out, you know. If I was trying to force my way down the road, who knows where I would go, but if I was allowing myself to be led down the road, understanding who we are and whose we are, then things take a different tack. Was an American philosopher, lawyer, and legal scholar. This is the first time I've ever read this. Now, I read it last evening, and I'm sharing it with you this morning, who united pragmatism, now that's John Dewey, I've got several of Dewey's works in my library, with logical positivism. I'm the first person that I remember at all in the scheme of alternative media that ever spoke about logical positivism, did a series on logical positivism with Michael Shaw on his radio broadcast, Freedom 21 Santa Cruz, and linguistic analysis, all right? Morris Cohen. So I'm going to read some more about him obviously, I need to. Logical positivism and linguistic analysis. You know, we talk about how the new speak, the language, the obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician has emerged. And he was the father to Felix S. Cohen. Cohen was born in Minsk, Russia, but moved with his family to New York at the age of 12. He was educated at the City College of New York and Harvard University, where he studied under Josiah Royce, William James, and Hugo Munsterberg. He obtained his PhD from Harvard in 1906. He was professor of philosophy at CCNY from 1912 to 1938. Imagine how many minds he was able to influence in those years. Professor of philosophy. He also taught law at City College and the University of Chicago from 1938 to 1941. Do you think he might have known Leo Strauss? He gave courses at the New School for Social Research and lectured in philosophy and law at Columbia, Cornell, Harvard, Stanford, and Yale, and other universities. Think we might be on someone here that's important. Cohen was legendary as a professor for his wit, encyclopedic knowledge, and ability to demolish philosophical systems. He could and did tear things apart in the most devastating and entertaining way. But he had a positive message of his own. Positive, all right. Positivism. Robert Hutchins, Cohen, helped give CCNY in the 1930s its reputation as the proletarian Harvard. Perhaps more than any other faculty member, the Cohen Library at CCNY is named for him. Cohen was an advocate of the liberalism in politics and was opposed to laissez-faire economics. Cohen also defended liberal democracy and wrote indictments of both fascism and communism. Cohen's obituary in the New York Times stated that long before his death, Cohen had become a, quote, almost legendary figure in American philosophy, education, and the liberal tradition. His main works are Reason and Nature. I'm sharing it with you. All right. I have the 1931 edition in front of me. His major philosophical work, Law and Order in 1933, An Introduction to Logic and the Scientific Method in 1934, The Faith of a Liberal in 1945, A Preface to Logic in 1945, The Meaning of Human History in 1947, and three more published after his death. So he was certainly skilled in the trivium, at least. So let's jump in a little bit more. Again, I'm in a section here, The Volitional or Teleological Character of Social Facts. We're not reading from an Ignoramus's writings. He's obviously Jewish, but, you know, we'll see. So far, all I can say about him without any doubt at whatever, he is a positivist. And when he brings in teleological discussion, you can tell right off the bat that he is tuned in to Pierre de Chardin, Teilhard de Chardin. So let's continue. Such a program, he says here, now let's go here. The foregoing must be defended against the superficial positivism, which on the basis of a misconception of the traditional logic restricts science to the study of existence and denies the possibility of normative science. Now, what's that about? Well, as we're going to discover as we go into this greater detail, we'll find from Auguste Comte that he set aside all manner of things, but primarily he said that there are no absolutes. Everything is relative. Of course, the theory of relativity from Einstein follows on that same stead. But this idea here of a misconception of the traditional logic restricts science to the study of existence or existentialism and denies the possibility of normative sciences. We are thus faced with the insistence that economics must be restricted to the study of causes of actual phenomena, that from Weber. And you know somebody by the company that they keep, he's referring here to Weber, that ethics as a science can deal only with the causes of certain actual practices, and here he quotes Levy and Bruhl, and that jurisprudence can deal only with laws as customs which actually prevail, and he's going to Roland. And those are three authors that you can look up on the same wise and read their stuff to see where his influence is coming from. Such a program, P-R-O-G-R-A-M-M-E. Now, he's using that. All right? It's like the Program of Action, Sustainable Development, Agenda 21. That was like a flag, a red flag on the field as soon as I received the book from the United Nations, some 300 pages that it is. The real deal. The Program of Action, Sustainable Development. because he uses this program, P-R-O-G-R-A-M-M-E. Now, program is a whole different thing than program like P-R-O-G-R-A-M. Similar, but much deeper, philosophically deeper. Such a program is neither possible nor desirable. We cannot disregard all questions of what is socially desirable without missing the significance of many social facts. For since the relation of means to ends, you've all heard about the end justifies the means. For since the relation of means to ends, boy, I clear my throat today, is a special form of that between parts and wholes. The contemplation of social ends enable us to see the relations of whole groups of facts to each other and to larger systems of which they are parts. And so now we're getting back into analysis and synthesis right out of St. Simon's writings. Those who boast that they are not, as social scientists, interested in what ought to be rats. I'll pick that up right after this.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the oraclebroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So I'll take insight and interesting developments, you know, from any source, and I'm looking at this very carefully with Mr. Cohen here. as we continue our study, and certainly, you know, this would probably go right over the heads of a lot of audiences, but here over the last couple of years, we've developed an audience that listens attentively and follows along in this material because it's completely different from what you've heard most likely anywhere else. But it's getting closer and closer, as you know, as I like to say, as a wise physician, we need to be able to correctly diagnose the disease. Heard a broadcast last evening where we have another author out there on the end the Fed, you know. But when it gets down to it, as his argument was challenged by the host, he's dependent upon actions of Congress to make his plan come around. You know, so I'm just here to tell you, with all the years that I've been peering into all this stuff, unless and until you have the political will in Congress to make a change as far as the financial system is concerned, ain't going to be no change. That's why if we're going to be successful in this at all, we're going to need to focus on the real problem, which is the established two-party political system that was created to keep us pesky little fleas out of the representative system of government that was established by our founders so long ago. We can access that. We can access it quickly, but it won't be done osmotically. It's going to be something we're going to have to do ourselves. We'll have to step up to the plate. You'll have to run and win, declare your candidacy, run and win as a county committee man and a county committee woman in at least a majority of the 3,066 counties all across America and the 177,000 local voting precincts, and that can be done. It doesn't require billions and billions served like McDonald's. Anyway, back into the discussion. Those who boast that they are not as social scientists, I should start that over and emphasize it properly. Those who boast that they are not, as social scientists, interested in what ought to be, there's that key word there, ought and ought not, that's old terminology. But it was very correct and accurate technology, as far as words are concerned. Generally assume tacitly that the hitherto prevailing order is the proper ideal of what ought to be. And so we're looking at the world around us and we're saying, well, this is the way we've always done it. This is the existing order. This we shall have. And anybody that doesn't like this must be a dissenter or a tyrant. Well, ain't necessarily so. This is seen in the writings of positivists like Comte. So Comte would be, you could consider him a Tory, all right? A conservative, even though he's as radical as a Junebug. But a conservative, you know, it's just like if you haven't read Leviathan by Sir Thomas Hobbes, you might want to look at it. Thomas Hobbes would have been considered a Tory. He was a monarchist. He was a system status quo guy. Positivists like Comte, Gumplowicz, Gumplowicz. Weird name, Gumplowicz. And Duguit, Duguit, Duguit. Who heap scorn on the utopianists. Of course, they were called utopianists. Marx called them all utopianists, but he was dead wrong. There were utopianists out there, but it wasn't Auguste Comte by any means, which tells me that he hadn't read much of Comte. He was just a hired pen, after all. A theory of social values like a theory of metaphysics is none the better because it is held tacitly and is not, therefore, critically examined. We can go back and look at the Medicis. They could have gone along with the status quo, but they didn't. They got in and they started this idea of art and learning, capital A, art and learning, capital L, learning. And they scoured the books, searched the scriptures the Bible teaches. And they were Christians. Search the scriptures, for these are they that testify of me. Search the scriptures, for, you know, and hold fast to that which is meet for instruction. That's what they were doing. They were searching all the writings of the Greeks and the ancients and bringing them all together, not just for a collection, but for study. They started to unravel this mystery of religion quite well. And I should say, right out of the book, the Medici, G.F. Young, writing this as regards to Pico della Mirandola's speech long before, here's a quote, "Philosophy seeks truth. Theology finds it. Religion possesses it." All right? Philosophy seeks truth. Theology finds it, and religion possesses it. Those truths. That's back in the 1500s, the very first decade of the 1500s. But back into the discussion here out of Cohen. Levi-Bruhl, who sees that normative conditions cannot... Well, I should give you this footnote, too. This is the footnote. Even a geographical determinist like Ratzel can, after observing that, quote, the whole life of the state has its roots in the soil. Remember when we talked about state right out of the encyclopedias? What is the state? The state is the people. We're the people. We the people. And it's the flesh and blood man on the land, the guy that can cut his wrist and bleed, not the legal fiction. What is a state? It's the people. And then governments are instituted among men. Men as a state, they create their government. And you go back and look at the Florence and Italy at the time. They were all republics. They were states. Very interesting history going on at that time period. Things I'd never known until I read this book. It's an excellent book, by the way. The Medici by G.F. Young, Modern Library Edition. So he goes again and he says, the whole life of the state has its roots in the soil, and concludes that, quote, a people should live on the land fate has given them. They should die there, submitting to the law. A people should live on the land fate has given them, your birthright, and turn your back on your birthright. They should die there, anticipating that they're going to die there, and then submitting to the law. Now, we don't want to submit to a tyrant, but this is ostensibly a rule of law. And so we need to become ever vigilant and participant in the system. Politics and law are a participatory process. It's like jurisdictionary. I'll teach you all about that. Levi Bruhl, who sees the normative considerations cannot be eliminated from ethics, preserves the latter as a rational art. But is not all scientific reasoning a rational art? Question mark. If the prejudice against normative science was justified, it would render not only mathematics, but all theoretic sciences impossible. For in developed sciences like physics, we're concerned with a theoretic development of the wider realm of possibility, and thus we must deal with ideal entities such as perfectly free, or rigid, or continuous, geometric body, frictionless motion, etc. Only by such theoretic development can we fruitfully apply principles to actual, sensible bodies and see phenomena together in a new light. And this is exactly what the study of social ideals does for the purely scientific understanding of social phenomena. Right? Social phenomena. Positivists, positivists old, positivists ancient, and positivists new. Anthony J. Seebach, in his book, Legal Positivism in American Jurisprudence, recognizes, in this Cambridge study in philosophy and law, recognizes the presence and the desirability of legal positivism in American prudence. And this book, this man is out there. I've been thinking about inviting him to come on the air. But this book was copyright and first published in 1998, Modern History, right? Where we read this in the book. Finally, Hart. Now, Hart is somebody that you need to know, H-A-R-T. You can look him up. You can also find it in other works, and I'll just skip that for right now. Finally, Hart argued that Austin was wrong to picture law as the will of a person or a group. Right? So we're supposed to submit to the law. But Hart argued that Austin, that would be John Austin, that Austin's sovereign was that person or persons whose, quote, orders the great majority of the society habitually obey and who does not obey any other person or persons. We talked about the basic legal definition of legal positivism. Whatever the prince says has the force and effect of law. If you habitually obey the law and you would obey no other law, and those laws are not made, let's say, according to our Constitution or the common law, or stare decisis, or any other maxim that we follow, then Austin's sovereign, then, was that person or person whose orders the great majority of the society habitually obey and who does not obey any other person or person. Hart argued that by conflating law with a flesh and blood entity, Austin's theory became entangled in the small but fatal fact that while humans are mortal, laws are not. And so we could also say is that man is mortal, corporations are not. For example, it's obvious that laws remain valid and enforced after the sovereign who wrote them dies or leaves office. The Constitution remains valid and in effect even though all the founders and the drafters have passed on. Similarly, when one tries to apply Austin's test to a modern democracy, one finds it impossible to exactly ascertain who is the population to whom obedience is directed. We'll find out more about that right after this.
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And so for a great many years, legal minds are studied in Salmond on jurisprudence, but in the 12th edition of John Salmond's work, we have as an editor throughout the whole work a man named Hart, okay, Hart, H-A-R-T. And so he brought his, and known positivist, so he brought his positivist viewpoint into American jurisprudence on that wise, through Salmond on jurisprudence, used in most of the better law schools. But Hart argued that not all laws are commands, okay, when we talk about legal positivism, whatever the prince says is, of course, an effect of law. Hart argued that not all laws are commands. Austin believed that every law had to limit the liberty of its subject, all right, that's why we here are advocates of freedom, not liberty, Liberty is a necessary consequence of being unequally yoked in time with other people. Hart argued that not all laws are commands. Austin believed that every law had to limit the liberty of its subject by telling the subject what he or she could not do. Thou shalt not. Okay? And these are called proscription. There's law by proscription. Or must do. And that's prescription. Now today, Agenda 21 is all awash in prescriptive command. What you must do. You must do this, and you must do that, and you must do this, and you must do that. They don't like this proscription, thou shalt not, because they don't want to remind people of the Ten Commandments. Or raise themselves up too boldly as little G-God men. But they'll tell you what you must do, all right. And they do that often, and it's called prescription. But continuing, dropping down a little bit further here, where Austin once again tries to apply, where one tries to apply Austin's tests to a modern democracy, one finds that it is impossible to ascertain exactly who is the population to whom obedience is directed. You know, you hear everybody talking about, well, 14th Amendment and this amendment, that amendment, U.S. citizens, so on, sovereigns. It's all out there. When one tries to apply Austin's test to a modern democracy, we could call that, you know, making Woodrow Wilson, making the world safe for democracy. These all this socialism that has spewed itself across the planet. One finds it's impossible to ascertain who is the population to whom obedience is directed, and without reference to at least some of the rules that the sovereign is alleged to have commanded. And so, of course, Congress is exempt from everything that they sign off on, even if they don't read it. They know that. They're in the elite now. The great corporations, hey, they're all artificial people, man. They can vote, they can raise funds, and so on and so forth, but they don't ever have to account for their misdeeds. Anyway, in response to each of these criticisms of Austin, Hart offered a correction first. Hart argued that law following is distinguished from simple obedience. Are you a law follower or a lawmaker or a lawgiver? Law following is distinguished from simple obedience. You know, like obedience training your dog. Sit, stand, yield, respond. Law following is distinguished from simple obedience because law followers adopt a certain attitude toward law called the internal point of view. Man, it's the law, man. You can't do that. We go around police ourselves, don't we? The internal point of view, how many times you heard people say, well, I paid my taxes. Why are you claiming them? Have you ever looked into it? Well, I had my cancer. I had my heart attack. A friend did just the other day. The internal point of view sets Hart apart from Austin. Because Hart believes that one can adopt only the internal points of view with regard to rules as opposed to mere commands. So we have the Administrative Procedures Act. Everything's rules. Law by rule. Leadership by rule. Ruling by rule. They're not laws. Furthermore, one has an internal point of view because if one follows a rule, not out of prudence or habit, but because one believes that the rule itself provides a reason for doing what the rule says, as evidenced by the fact that one believes that failure to conform to the rule is a reason to criticize a non-conforming actor. And there's more to that. Let's jump over here quickly. Pick up a little bit more from Henry St. Simon. The spirit of mankind was still vibrating with the shock it had received from Luther. Martin Luther, talking about the Medicis. Talking about art, capital A, art, capital L, learning, art and learning, all of that, the Renaissance, all of that led into the Reformation. And at the time that he's discussing in the chronology of history, he's talking about this, that the spirit of mankind was still vibrating with the shock it had received from Luther. When Descartes organized his system, the revolutionary turmoil was hardly over in England when they saw Locke and Newton appear. Remember the Newtonian principles? That was going to be the general, the basic principle. And then John Locke, we've talked about his second treatise right here. It's in the archives. What a prodigious scientific development must be expected to be derived from the ferment caused by the French Revolution. On occasion, he reconciled the antithetical conceptions in a chain theory of cause and effect, which explained the continuous alternativity of intellectual and political revolutions. Clearly, it is difficult to fit St. Simon into a rigid materialist or an intellectualist school. Fundamentally, He took the position of his predecessors, Turgot and Condorcet, that the great transformation had been wrought by the spiritual forces in society. The geniuses, the scientists, the religious leaders, the intellectual elite brought novelty into the world. They made the discoveries and they evolved a theory for a new system. What they added to the total body of knowledge was an absolute acquisition for the human spirit. The history of mankind could best be set forth in terms of the great idea systems of Socrates, Christ, Aquinas, Copernicus, Descartes, and Newton. Since these spiritual leaders, however, were often inept in converting society to their conceptions, the temporal first forces, either social classes or a great monarch, had to serve as trailblazers for the introduction of a new ideology. These temporal classes or their leaders did not determine the substance of the doctrine, the system of the New Age, for that was the creation of philosophical religious genius. But when they had the good sense to comprehend it, they were capable of giving it institutional embodiment. Institutional embodiment. All right. And again, from Pico Mirandola, philosophy seeks truth, theology finds it, religion possesses it. It's this system. This system. Right? Talk about turmoil, revolutions, counter-revolutions. In 1409, Louis XII sent against Milan an army which drove out Il Moro, who fled to Innsbruck to the protection of the Emperor Maximilian. In 1500, Il Moro regained Milan, but was soon afterwards captured by the French. In 1501, Caesar Borgia, having gained Faenza by causing its ruler, the young Astorre Manfredi, to be murdered, advanced into the Val Aldarno and threatened Florence. In 1502, Caesar Borgia, who as a result of various crimes had now become the Duke of Valentino, the Duke of Urbino, the Duke of Romagna, the Prince of Andrea, and the Lord of Piombino, informed Florence that her government did not please him. In 1503, Louis XII advanced again into Italy to prosecute his war. In December of 1503, the French army in southern Italy sustained a crushing defeat. In 1503 to 1507, Julius II was chiefly occupied in subduing in succession the various states of Romagna and forming them into the States of the Church, which he now founded. And it just goes on and on and on. So much of this wars, you know, rumors of wars, revolutions and counter-revolutions in Italy at the time period. Amazing stuff happening at that time period, as art and learning started to triumph, started to rise up. Listen to the list here. There now succeeds a great army of painters, all of the first rank, all practically contemporaneous, in whose hands art, capital A art, so long associated with almost entirely with Florence, soared forth over all of Italy. To mention only the names of the chief of those who flourished in this epoch is to call up to the mind's eye a mass of art creation such as no other period has produced. The following were all painting at this period, besides many others of less note. Botticelli in Florence, Leonardo da Vinci in Florence, Filippino Lippi in Florence, Lorenzo di Credi in Florence, Fra Bartolomeo in Florence, Michelangelo in Florence, Andrea del Sarto in Florence, Perugini in Perugia, Francia Bologna or Bologna, Pinturico in Perugia, Luini in Milan, Raphael in Urbino, Carparecio in Venice, Ghiorgione in Venice, and Titian in Venice, and Palma Vizio in Venice. And you think about the Renaissance and the incredible paintings and the work that they were doing. The Pope at the time pulled down St. Peter's Cathedral, the old one, and built a new one. Everything was coming inside and outside. Not only did the Renaissance flourish, its end happened at the same time. Shortly after that was the Reformation, and we came into the New World Order. Folks, we'll be back tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram and embedded into a protective card.
Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.